前面的三节诗篇的107
And we're going to do a brief review of those three verses before we look at our outline.
那我们会简单的回顾一下前面三节一个介绍的部分，我们今天就会开始往主体的内容走。
We learned last week that the mercy of the Lord endures forever.
那我们上一周呢注意到这个神的慈爱啊是永远长存的。
Okay, we also learned that the mercy of the Lord is new every day.
我们也知道呢他的慈爱呢是每天都是更新的。
Okay, now, does anyone remember a definition? What is mercy?
谁还记得
We kind of bounced this around last week.
我们上周谈论过这个事啊，就是什么叫做怜悯啊，什么叫做慈爱。
Kindness, yes, okay, that's a good synonym, yeah, that's good. Mercy is kindness, okay.
对，恩典就是呢，的慈爱就是呢和蔼啊，就是给出来的那个爱。
I don't want to confuse things here, but does anybody know what is the difference between grace and mercy?
谁知道这个 grace 和 mercy 的区别呢？我们上周也谈论过。
I always get this mixed up in my own mind, but I'll try to explain this, okay?
对，我们尝试的解释一下。
Okay. God's grace is giving us that which we do not deserve.
那恩典呢，就是给我们那一些我们本来不配得的。
Mercy is God withholding that which we do deserve. It is leniency. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve.
那怜悯呢，就是神持住了、守住了或者收回了他本来应该给我们的、我们配得的，比如说审判，就是。他这是一种怜悯，就是他没有给我们该给我们的那个没给。
Think about it this way: we do not deserve God's love and salvation, but by grace He gives us that.
那我们这么来解释，那我们本来不配得神的爱和救恩，但是因着他的恩典，他给了我们。
What we do deserve is condemnation. And punishment, but in His mercy, He withholds that through Christ.
那我们本来配得的是惩罚和定罪，但是因着他的怜悯，他没有加在我们身上。
Okay, just some thoughts about that. Okay, now in verse 2,
在第二节，
we have the word redeemed.
我们这里有个词叫赎民
redeemed. Remember what redeemed means?
你们记得赎民的赎是什么意思吗？
Buy back.
Okay.
就是、买回来。
Yeah. In the New Testament, the word redeem or redemption is used in three ways.
在新约里面呢，救赎这个词呢，有三个角度来解释的。
One way is what we understand here. It just means to purchase or to buy something.
一个就是在这里讲的，就是买回来，去买。
The other way it is used is to buy something, and when you buy it, you take it out. You purchase it out. If you go to a store and you buy something, You take it out of the store. It's separated now to buy out. Not just to buy, but to buy bringing it out.
那第二个呢，他常常看中的那个点，强调的那个点呢，是你不但是买了，而且是把它从一个地方买出来了，是离开原来，分离原来他在的那个环境的意思。
And the third thing is not just to buy and not just to buy out, but to buy out for one's self, to buy it for yourself.
那第三个点呢，他在不但是买了，也不但是从外面，从那个比如说商店买出来了，还有一个呢，就是买了为自己，给自己了。
The way we can appreciate that is to visualize in our mind, this picture.
那能帮助我们理解呢，就是我们在脑子里可以有这样的一幅图景。
So God steps out of heaven and he goes to the marketplace of sin.
那神呢离开了这个天堂，那他来到地上呢，在罪人中间呢，
And in the marketplace of sin, he buys a sinner.
在这个市场，罪人的市场，他买一个罪人。
And he takes the sinner out of the marketplace of sin.
他把这个罪人从罪的市场上带出来。
And he brings the sinner to be with him. So he buys out of the marketplace for himself.
所以他买，把他从市场上买出来，目的是为了他自己啊，要归他自己。
So, redemption is a very, very, precious doctrine in the Bible.
救赎是一个非常非常珍贵的教义啊，在圣经里面。
What did God use to purchase sinners? What was the payment?
神用什么的代价来买这些罪人呢？
Blood of Jesus.
Okay.
耶稣基督的血。
Yeah.1 Peter 1 and 18 says we're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold or vain traditions received from your fathers, but with the blood of Christ.
像彼得前书1章18节讲的，我们不是因那被朽坏的，而是因那永不朽坏的而被买赎回来。
Now, you probably wrote last week, 1 Corinthians 1 and 6:19-20, and it says we're bought with a price, and that was the lifeblood of Jesus.
就像哥林多前书六章十九二十节讲的一样，我们是用生命的代价来买的，这就是耶稣基督的生命。
Okay, so in verse 2, what are the redeemed to do? What are the redeemed?To do in verse 2.
在第二节说那些赎民是要做什么？
Give thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in verse 1 it says, Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. In verse 2 it said, Let the redeemed say that.
他说让这些得救赎的人说这话，说第一节的那些感恩的话。
Okay, and where did the Lord redeem the sinners from? Where were they? Where was the market of sin in our story or in our picture?
对，这个他们是从哪里来的？就这个市场上的这些罪人，他们是从哪里来？
The whole earth from the
father. Okay, hand of the enemy, that's in verse 2.
对，是从敌人的手中，这是二节讲的。
And in verse 3,
在三节说，
everywhere in the world, wherever sinners are.
四面八方，只要有罪人的地方。
The Lord Jesus, we read in Luke's account, it came to seek and to save that which was lost.
那在路加福音说呢，耶稣来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So that means that the Lord Jesus goes to China to seek the lost.
那就意味着呢，耶稣在中国去寻找拯救失丧的人。
And we heard this morning maybe he found 60 million.
也许找到了六七千万人。
That's a lot. Praise the Lord if that's true, you know. Yeah. But he also comes to Vancouver.
他也来到温哥华去寻找拯救失丧的。
So all over the globe, north, south, east, west.
对，全地哈，东西南北。
So may I say one?
Yeah, yes, please do. Yes.
Yeah. In this first verse, where it says mercy, we've been talking about love and we've been talking about kindness. So the loving kindness.
Yeah.
Okay, those two words go together, loving and kindness.You could be kind to somebody without loving them. But God loved us, and He's been kind to us. And that's why the second verse Joe's saying we should be thankful for that.
所以第一节讲到这个慈爱哈，其实它里面原意呢是有两层。第一层呢就是 kind 就是我对很人很和气，非常和蔼。然后呢这个 kindness 呢，这个 kind 是形容词， kindness 就是名词。这样的和气它加了一个很重要的定语叫 loving kindness，就是有爱的和气。就像我们人和人的交往当中，一个人对另一个人可能很和气，但是他里面没有那个从里面出来的那个爱。所以不单单是 kindness， 这个 kindness 和气的背后，它是神舍己的无条件的爱在驱动的，这个 kindness 驱动的这个和气才是真正的神的慈爱。这和人的慈爱是有本质的区别，我们人里面是没有那个无条件的那个 loving 做动力的。
David mentions that quite a few times. He says your loving kindness is more than life. That's how much God loved us.
这就是大卫写圣诗的时候，他写诗篇的时候，他说你里面那个爱的慈爱，这个和蔼和爱的慈爱，就比生命还宝贵的。就是大卫看见这样的一个东西，比他自己的生命还宝贵。
Let me suggest. Our brother has suggested.That you could be kind to someone without loving them. Let me suggest you could love someone without being kind to them.
那我们刚才这个弟兄讲到，你很可能对人很和蔼，但是里面没有那个爱。但是你也有可能呢，你觉得你在爱他，但是你完全没有任何的和
蔼。I'll give you an example.
我会给你一个例子。
You might love your husband or love your wife.
你很可能爱你的丈夫或你的妻子。
But maybe sometimes you're not very kind to them.
但有的时候你对他并不是很和蔼。
You can love your children, but sometimes you're not very kind to them.
对，那你很可能爱你的孩子，但是你很多时候你对他并不是。
So these two words are best seen in the way that God expresses His loving kindness to us.
所以这两个词放在一起，这是个最好的表达，就是神对我们的这样的爱，慈爱是一个什么样的概念。
Okay, so now we get to our outline. All of that was just getting to our outline.
那我们开始看这个单章上的内容。
You notice that there are four hopeless circumstances.
你会看见有四个无助的生命中的环境。
And then four cries to the Lord for help.
然后四个向神呼求帮助。
Four answers from the Lord.
四个从神而来的回答。
And then praise and thanksgiving. Four praises and four thanksgiving.
然后四个感恩和赞美。
Okay, let's look at the first hopeless circumstance of life. Verse Four and five.
那我们先看第四和第五节，第一个，生命中无助的，没有希望的环境。
Okay, you want to read those two, or somebody can.
Okay. 那我来帮大家读一下第五、第六节。又饥又渴，心里发昏，于是他们在第四、第五节，他们在旷野，荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城邑，又饥又渴，心里发昏。
We will remember that the psalm, in its context, is referring to Israel as a nation.
我们知道呢，这个诗篇呢，在107呢是在指以色列的全族，在上下文里啊，它是指着他们的。
Unless you are a member of one of the lost tribes of Israel, all of us here are not Israel today.
那除非呢，我们是失散的这个犹太人的一个支派哈，否则我们在座的应该都是外邦人，都不是犹太人。
So we're Gentiles.
我们就是外邦人。
That's okay. It's okay to be a Gentile.
是非常，这没有问题，我们成为外邦人。
It's better to be a saved Gentile.
当然更好的。最好的是成为一个得救的外邦人。
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to make application. We're not saying that we're Israel, but we're going to take what is said to Israel and we're going to apply that to ourselves.
我们要应用这些经文啊，我们不是说我们是犹太人， 我们不是犹太人，我们就对这个经文没有意义。我们要把这个经文呢用在自己身上。
Okay. So the first hopeless circumstance is that we have people here who have no direction. They don't know where they're going. They're walking in circles.
那我们第一个呢，这个情形就是我们有人他人生没有方向，他不知道往哪里去，他在圈圈里打转。
The scriptures say they go, well, the old King James says solitary way. What does your translation say? Desperate, dangerous.
Wander.
They wander in the wilderness in a solitary, or in what kind of a way?
Wander, yeah.
They wander in the wilderness.
Some wander in the desert.
Desert way? Okay, okay. It was a hard way. It was a dangerous way in which they wandered.
对，它是一个，首先是个旷野，它是个很危险，很艰难的一个处境。
Now we're also told what they were looking for as they were wandering in the wilderness.
然后第四节呢，我们也后半段看见他在寻找什么。
What were they looking for?
他在寻找什么呢？
City.
A city, right. Now, I don't want to offend anyone here this morning, but I don't like cities, and I don't like big cities, especially.
对，那他在寻找可住的城啊。那我今天不想冒犯在座的每一位啊，但是呢，我不是很喜欢城，尤其是那大城。
I know we were asking some of you where you were born, and I can't repeat the towns, but I said how many people, what's the population of your little village? Oh, 9 million, you know.
我们前几天上课的时候，我问大家从哪里出生啊。
20 million.
然后我就问我都记不住你们说的那些城啊，但我就记得。
60 million.
我就记得你们的小村有多少人啊，我们900万人，我们有2000万人。
And I go, they probably didn't even know you were born. There's so many people there.
说你在那个城呢，你可能出生也没人知道你出生了。
But these people are looking for a city. Now, help me this morning. Why do you think it was so important for them to find a city? Why do they want a city?
为什么他们需要一个城啊？为什么这么重要？他们要在寻找一座城呢？
Home?
家。
Yeah, I think the city like the fortress or some refugee to...
它是一个城堡，它是一个避难的地方。
To rest in it.
Okay.
休息的地方。
Okay, a city usually had a wall around it.
对，在古老的时候呢，城呢一般都是有城墙的。
And it usually had water, a well.
也常常呢在里面是有井的，有水源的。
See, out in the wilderness, no protection.
那在旷野呢，这刚好是没有，它没有保
护。And no water.
对，旷野你没有城墙保护你，也没有水源，长期的水源。
So, they were looking for provision, and they were looking for security.
所以他们在寻找供应，也在寻找安全。
But they were looking in the wrong place.
但他们在找错了地方。
They were in a desert place.
他们在旷野找。
And a dangerous place.
在一个危险的地方找。
And it did not work because look at verse 5.
这个是没有做不到，那么你会看见第五节。
They got hungry and they got thirsty and their souls fainted. It was a hopeless situation.
然后他们又饥又渴，这是一个全然无望的境况。
Do you know that in 2018, right here in the city of Vancouver, that there are people wandering in the wilderness.
你知道，即使在今天2018年的时候，在一个大城市像温哥华这样，依然有人是在旷野，在漂流。
This wilderness is not a desert place, but it is a wilderness because they are ignorant of the ways of God. They don't know which way to go, so they're wandering around.
所以这个不是实在的有形的那个旷野，但是呢，是它里面因为没有认识神的，他就在打转转，他也不知道人往哪里去。
They have no direction in their life.
他们的生命呢没有方向。
But just like Israel, they're looking for the same thing. They're looking for safety and security and provision.
那他们就跟当时的犹太人一样的，他们也在寻找一样的事情，寻找供应，寻找平安，寻找安全。
But they're looking in the wrong place. They're not going to find it.
但是他们也找错了地方，他们找不到。
Okay. Now, where do people look when they're trying to find satisfaction, provision, or safety in their life? Where do they always look first?
人们总是最先寻求什么呢？在他要想找供应、想找满足的时候，想找平安的时候。
Well, it is a desert where they're looking, but we're trying to make the application here.
我们想努力要找一个应用啊，在身上。She said money.
Oh, money, yeah, that's right. If I just had more money, I would be secure.
比如说呢，钱啊，那如果我有更多的钱呢，我大概这些我有心里有。
So they're looking in the wrong place, right? If I just had a brand new house on 5 acres of land and 5 new cars, then I would be satisfied.
如果我有
I would be happy.
我有一个特别大的房子，有5公顷地的，有5辆新车，我大概挺应该满足了。
Looking in the wrong place.
也是错误的地方，也是错误的地方。
Security. Let's talk about security for.
再来讲安全，安全的。
We are a people who want to be safe. We want to be safe. We want our family safe. We want to be safe.
我每个人都想要安全平安，我自己包括家人也都希望。
So we have security systems.
然后我们现在也有安全的系统啊，一个社会里面。
And we put these security systems in our homes. They're called security systems, I guess. Yeah.
在家里甚至会装那报警系统。
Yeah. If an intruder comes into your home, a warning sound. I have an intruder. It tells me I'm not safe anymore.
如果这个时候有人要闯进你的家呢？这个响警铃就会响，就告诉我呢，有人闯进来了。
I noticed lately on advertisements there's something about a ring doorbell or something. Maybe you have seen these things, and you on your phone you can see who's at the front door. You know.
那今天广告呢，各种广告会有这么样的一种门铃啊，就是你可以在手机上看见门外是谁啊。
Okay. We have security systems in our automobiles.
然后我们也会在车上会有这种警报系统。
If somebody tries to get into your car, an alarm goes off. Somebody's trying to steal my car or break into my car.
想进你的车，偷你的车呢？那个警报会响，告诉你了，有人想进你的车了。
We also have personal security systems.
我们也有自己的安全系统。
something you wear, I'm not sure if it goes around your neck or in your pocket, but it's like if you touch me, I will go off. You know, like don't approach me. I have a security system on my body now or some crazy thing, you know.
你的身上也会装一些什么东西，就是你不能碰它，碰了它也会叫的。
Now, let me assure you that I am not against security systems. I'm not against protecting our families or keeping our families secure.
我首先告诉大家，我并不是反对所有的安全系统，保护我们的家人，我当然不反对。
If you live in an area where there's lots of crime, it would only be common sense, perhaps. It would help.
住在一个特别犯罪率高的地方，这是一个很自然的反应，你需要得到保护。
I lived in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario for 25 years.
我在安大略的一个地方住了25年。
And we never got broken into. Nobody ever broke into our house.
我们从来没有碰到过有人闯进我的家。
So we were not in an area where there was high crime or anything like that.
我们并不是在一个犯罪率高的地方。
But one day, a salesman came to my house and wanted to sell me a security system.
那有一天呢，有一个销售来了，在我房子里呢，特别想要卖给我一套报警系统。
Yeah. And so he asked me. He says, "Do you have a security system?"
然后他问我，你有没有一个报警系统？
And I said, yes.
我说有啊，我有一个报警系统。
And he said, which one? What product? Which one do you have?
他说那这个报警系统哪家的产品啊？你用的是什么报警系统？
So I said to him, I said, are you familiar with all of the top brands?
然后我就问他，你是不是市场上那个顶级的？
And he said, yes, yes,
顶级牌子你都知道。他说我当然知道，做这个的嘛。
And I said, well, I will give you the security code, and you tell me what company makes that system.
我说我来告诉你这个安全的密码，你代码哈，你来告诉我这个系统是市场厂家谁生产。
And so he said, okay, what's the code?
他说代码是什么？
I said, the code is this.
我说代码是这个。
PS.34:7.
PS.
PS. Dot.
点.
PS. Dot. 34.
三四.
Colon. Two dots, you know, colon.
Okay, yeah, yeah. 这是冒号啊。
7.
七.
Okay, P.S. okay. I'm getting all excited here. P.S. 34.
是诗篇的三十四七节。
Thank you. Very good. That's okay. Yeah. Okay, that is the security code.
这就是那个安全代码。
Thank you. PS34:7. Okay, somebody want to read that?
我们找一位帮我们读一下。第七节，
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他们。
Okay, so that's my security system.
这就是我的安全系统。
Now, again, let me say, I am not against security system.
那我再说一遍，我并不是反对任何的安全系统。
It is not a sin to have a security system.
你要装一个安全系统不是在犯罪啊。
If I lived in a different area, maybe I would even have one. But we do know that ultimately, our security only comes from the Lord.
如果我住在一个犯罪率高的地方，也许我会装一个。但是呢，我想表达的是，最终我们的依靠，我们的保护是神的。
Okay, so let's go back to Psalm 107.
那我们回到诗篇的107篇。
Salesman's reaction.
He said, oh, good, something. I don't know. Very good. I told him if I ever needed a system, I would call him. You know.
我告诉他，我真的需要的话，我会跟他说。
maybe, yeah. Okay. So this seems like a hopeless circumstance. They're wandering. They can't find what they're looking for because they're looking in the wrong place.
所以他们在一个错误的地方在找，所以他们总也找不到，就转转转。
Okay. Before I leave this point, I want to say that. You can also look for safety and happiness in marriage. Some people think if I just get married, then I will be happy in life. You know.
对，有的人说我刚结婚啊，我一定会有个快乐的生活。你会在婚姻里也来寻找这个安全和那个喜乐哈。
And to this, I would say that if you leave the Lord out of your marriage, you're never going to be happy.
那我想告诉大家，如果你婚姻里没有那个神呢，那你一定是得不到那喜乐的。
Okay. In the perfect, or the ideal, marriage, you have two Christians. Okay, two Christians.
那最理想的或者有喜乐的呢，你应该是两个基督徒啊，在。
Now, because life is not always ideal or perfect, then we have problems.
但生命呢，不常常是有这个完美的，不是这个理想的，所以我们常有麻烦和苦难。
That's the reason in one of our studies, and these studies are all getting mixed up in my mind, but in one of our studies, we talked about that a Christian, when you have the choice, should only marry another Christian.
所以在我们另外的一个系列里面，我们讲到了，当一个基督徒你若有选择的时候，你一定要去和另外是一个基督徒的人来结婚。
And then I wanna say not only just a Christian, but a Christian who is walking in obedience to the Lord Jesus.
而且我要告诉大家，就不单单是一个基督徒，而且是在和神同行顺服神的状态下的。
Sometimes a couple, fall in love, or they start dating or something, and one is saved and the other is not saved, and they think, well, it's okay, maybe he will become a Christian. You know?
有的时候呢，我们碰到这种情形，一个呢是一个得救的基督徒，另外一个是外邦人，那他们两个认识了，相爱了，他们在约会了。然后他们很想在一起，他们会说：“哎呀，没关系啦，反正也许另外一个不信的以后会得救的。”
And sometimes, the unsaved person says, "Oh, I become a Christian just so they can get married."
有的时候那个没有得救的会说：“哎呀，那我也是基督徒了。”他就为了让他们能在一起。
And then after the honeymoon, they find out this is they're not a Christian at all. They just said they were a Christian.
那在蜜月期之后呢，他们会发现，哎，他们其实不是基督徒，他只是嘴巴上讲一讲。
And then sometimes a person gets married to a real Christian, but the Christian is not walking in obedience to the Word of God or to the Lord.
有的时候呢，你结婚的的确是一个真实的基督徒，但是呢，他并没有在神的，就他的老我很强了，他没有与神同行。
And so the unsaved person is not interested in attending Bible studies, or not interested in going to church, or they're not interested in the Lord's work, and it's a very difficult relationship.
一个没有重生得救的人呢，他可能对神的话也没有那么感兴趣，也对神的工作更不感兴趣，所以这个非常难呢。跟他在一起相处。
Even though they are both Christians.
那即使有两个人都是基督徒呢，但是有一个如果老我很强也是。
But one is more committed than the other one, and it drags the committed Christian down.
对，那个一个呢可能更把自己交给神，一个呢可能更贪恋世界一些，所以这个会拖另外一个人的后腿。
Sometimes I am asked to do a Bible conference where they're all unmarried. No married couples, all singles, men and women.
有的时候我会去服侍一些单身的年轻人，一群年轻人，我就跟他们讲道。
And so what I tell these young men and young women that if you want a godly husband or a godly wife, you must be godly yourself.
所以我告诉这些年轻的男孩女孩，我说呢，如果你想要一个娶到一个或者嫁给一个属神的人呢，你自己先要成为属神的人。
If you are hoping to have a husband or a wife that is committed and walks with God, then you must be committed and walk with God.
如果你希望你的先生或者太太是愿意把自己交给神，愿与神同行的，你自己要先这么做。
And the reason is this: if you're not committed and walking with God, and they are not going to be interested in you.
这个原因是呢，如果你不想这么做呢，而且但是他们想这么做呢，到头来就是他可能不愿意跟你待在一起。
Because they're looking for someone who is committed. And walking with God.
对他们来说，他们要寻找的是一个愿意把自己交给神。
So you must be the person that you are actually looking for.
所以你要成为那个你想要寻求的那个人的状态。你先成为这个状态，你就能找到那样的人。
I have no idea how we got on that.
扯开来讲了一点。
Okay. Oh yeah, satisfaction. Thinking that being married would bring you satisfaction and safety in life. Okay. I don't think anybody want to have any more comments on verse 4 or 5 before we leave that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
May I just say
couple
of things?
Mm-hmm.
When Joe's talking about security and provision, a lot of people, they look for security and provision from their governments.
Mm.
And they think the government's going to take care of all their problems. The government's going to protect them and feed them and do everything for them. And governments are good. They're an institution by God. But the governments can't do everything for people. And many times people are disappointed in the governments. So there's no satisfaction or no... security in the government. Yesterday we were at City Hall, Vancouver City Hall. They have passed a law that if you own your house and it's not lived in, then the government's going to charge you 1% tax on that. Okay? So we had to go to City Hall to fill out some form saying that we live in our house and, we don't want to be taxed. But only maybe 5% people don't live in those houses or that are vacant. But the 95% people have to suffer and take the time out and go to them and fill out some forms and everything else.
所以呢，有的时候呢，我们还有一种依靠呢，比如依靠政府啊，那觉得我要在这里找到安全感，找到供应啊，那并不是说政府不好，政府有很多。有益的地方，那它会有很多有益的机构，但是它依然不是我们最终的那个依靠。他就举了个例子，他说昨天呢，他去市政厅啊，去签一个单子啊，就是空屋税的那个单子啊，就是只要你这个房子你是不是自己住，你要申报。那你是自己住呢，就不用交税；但你如果不是自己住呢，他每年还要收大概1%的这个价值的空屋税。那实际上呢，据统计呢，大概也只有5%的人啊，这个房子是空着的，剩下的95%的房子其实都有人住的，所以你为了那5%的人呢，你剩下95%的人呢，都要去屁颠屁颠去把这事儿给办了啊，这是一个非常有意思的事情。
You can register on the website.
Well, it takes time. We were in that area, so.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Many governments in the world are corrupt, and they will not take care of their citizens.
Mm. Yes,
right? They will not take care
so.
of their citizens.
You cannot trust in government.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
can't,
trust in anything but the Lord.
腐败哈，都是导致我们没有办法全然依靠。
So people who do, they're looking in the wrong place. This is the point, isn't it? These people are in the wrong place.
这里这个4到5节其实就一个总结，就是他找对的东西在错的地方找。
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to the second, verse 10, to the second circumstance of life that seems hopeless now. The second circumstance.
那我们看第二个环境也是无助的环境，这是第十节，我们跳到第十节。
Verse 10, 11, and 12.
十、十一、十二。谁帮我们读一下？
那些坐在黑暗中死阴影的人，被钢铁和铁链捆锁，是因他们违背神的话语，藐视至高者的旨意，所以他用劳苦制服他们的心，他们苦恼无人扶助。
Okay, we'll notice a few things about this circumstance of life. First of all, these people sit in darkness.
我们注意到有几个点啊。第一呢，他们这些人是坐在黑暗中。
Now the Bible, all the way through the Bible says God is light.
那整个圣经都说呢，神就是光。
And in Him is no darkness at all.
在他里面呢，没有黑暗，全然没有。
Okay, so...When we know these people are sitting in darkness, we know they're not sitting with the Lord.
那我们知道呢，他们坐在黑暗中呢，就是一定没有跟主在一起。
It talks about the shadow of death.
这里也讲到呢，那个死因呢，就死亡的阴影。
And it talks about them being in prison, bound. I don't know what your translation has, or chained.In affliction and iron.
这里也讲到被困苦和铁链捆锁。Okay.
Now, this is a picture of a very depressed person.
这是一个特别沮丧的一个人的图景。
Maybe you have walked into a home and right away you know there's something wrong in this home.
你很可能进了一个家啊，然后你很快发现呢，这家里有一点问题。
One of the first things you notice, all of the curtains are pulled. It is dark in this house or this home.
那你比如说呢，你一进来发现，哎，所有的窗帘是拉上的，房子很暗。
And people sit there watching TV or something in a very depressed atmosphere.
然后呢，大家都挤在一起看那个电视，然后很沮丧啊。
There's no joy, there's no happiness, and there's no light in that home.
没有喜乐，没有平安，在这个房间里没有光。
Sometimes when I visit a home like that, I want to go over to the curtains and open the curtains and let the light in.
那有的时候我拜访。这样的家庭的时候，我先冲过去是把窗帘拉开。
Now, in our first circumstance that we looked at, these people were ignorant of the ways of God, and so they were wandering around, groping, trying to find safety, but they didn't know where they were going.
那这些人呢，他们在找啊，但是他们也没有找到，所以他们不知道这个往哪里去。
But these people, they are not wandering in the wilderness. They're sitting in darkness.
所以呢，前面那群人还在旷野中找，这群人呢，就干脆坐在黑暗中，坐在那儿。
And we know why.
我们也知道为什么。
Look at verse 11.
这就是十一节说的。
They rebelled against the words of God.
是因为他们违背神的话语。
And they belittled, they looked down on the counsel of God.
那藐视至高者的旨意。
Let me suggest that these people who sit in darkness did not always sit in darkness.
那我们知道呢，这些人呢，他们坐在黑暗中的人并不是一直坐在黑暗中。
At some point, they were exposed to the Word of God and to the light.
那有的时候他会 会得着神的光和神的话语。
But they rebelled.
但他只是不要，他不顺。
They did not want to have anything to do with that.
他不希望跟这些话有任何的关系。
And they said, what would God know? And they belittled the counsel of God.
所以他们藐视神的话，神的旨意。
On one occasion, I had a phone call from a very small Bible chapel like this, from the elders.
那我有的时候，有一次我在得到一个电话，就是从这个也是这么小的一个教会的一个服事中。
And they said, Brother Joe, will you go with us? We're going to visit a couple that were in our assembly, and they're living in sin, but we're going to visit them.
他说我要去拜访我们教会的一对夫妻啊，他们在罪中，你能不能陪我一起去？
We're going to take the whole church with us.
我们要全教会的人都去。
Every member.
每一个人。
Yeah. And of course, this is scriptural.That if someone in the church is living in sin, you try to reach them, and if they refuse, and if they keep refusing, ultimately you take the whole church to their house.
这个呢，当然也是的确是圣经的教导，因为圣经告诉我们，就是如果教会的确是有人依然他住在最终呢，那你要劝勉他然后他还是不愿意听呢。的确是要带着整个教会的人到他那去。
So, this was the last step.
这是最后一步。
For this church, and so I went with them. Now, it was a very small church. There was only, I'm going to say there was about 20 people.
是个非常小的教会，大概也就20个人了。
Okay.
非常小。
And the problem was that there was a couple in the church, and they had separated.She had a boyfriend living with him, and he had a girlfriend living with her. Okay.
然后这教会这问题就是有一对夫妻呢，那他们都分开，分开了以后呢，这个一个找了男朋友，一个找了女朋友，他们各自在生活。
Okay. So first we believe we went to the man first with his girlfriend.
那首先呢，我们找到这个男人啊，以及他跟他女朋友住在一起。
And the whole church walks up to the door.
整个教会就都去敲他的门了。
He opened the door. There's the church.
他打开门了，发现哎，教会的人在。
All the people. Yeah.
所有的人都在。
And
pardon?
The couple divorced. No, they were separated. They were not divorced.
他们就是分居了，他没有离婚。
This is part of the problem. They had other relationships. The adultery. There's adultery going on.
对，也是奸淫的罪了。对，就是罪。
So when the door opened, the church did not say, "Can we come in?" They marched, marched into the house.
当他们开门了以后呢，他们也没有说我们能进来吗？他们就进去了。
No. Can you imagine if you're living in sin and the whole church comes to your house?
你们想一想，你在罪中
，all of your brothers and sisters，
然后你教会的所有的弟兄姐妹都来到你家里。
Mm-hmm. Okay. The one thing that you notice, this is a very dark house.
那我注意到的一个很重要的点就是这是一个非常暗的房子。
They're living in sin.
因为他们住在罪中。
In that house. There's no light. Jesus is not there. God is not there.
没有光啊，耶稣也不在呢，神也不在呢。
And so the elders pleaded with this man and his girlfriend, pleaded for him to repent.And to come back to the Lord.
然后这样，教长老呢，就这个教会的长老呢，就恳请这个人，以及他跟他同居的女朋友，就回转到神面前去认罪悔改。
No, he would not.
他不愿意。
He would not. Okay. Several people prayed right there.
那有几个人就当场就为他们祷告。
And ask the Lord to deal with this man, whatever the Lord needed to do to deal with this man.
求神带领这个人呢，不管神要做什么，求神来带领。
This man professed to be a Christian.
但这个人呢，至少他嘴巴上说他是基督徒。
Okay. So, then we left and we drove across town and we go to the lady's house, to the wife.
然后呢，我们就离开了，我们就穿过这个镇。
Open the door, whole church.
打开门，一个教会友都进去了。
She too would not listen to the church.
那她也不愿意听从教会的。
And they belittled the counsel of God.
他们也藐视从神来的建议和劝勉。
I don't know where these people are today, but they have gone back into the darkness again.
我不知道这些人现在在哪，但是他们。是已经回又重新回到黑暗中去。
Okay, now I want you to see what happens to these people when they rebel against the words of God. Look at verse 12.
我们来看一下十二节，看看他们背逆神的话之后会有什么结果。
God brought down their hearts with labor; they fell down.And there was none to help.
所以神用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒无人扶住。
Okay. Now, after our break, we're going to take up with this thought here. See the difference? In the first circumstance, these people, they're looking, but they're looking in the wrong place. These people here, they know the right place.Not going to have nothing to do with it. They scorn the counsel of God.
我们查歇之后呢，会从这里继续。但我们可以做个简短的比较。第一群人呢，他们在寻找，但只是寻错了地方。第二群人，他们知道什么是光，他就是不要。
Okay. One situation, they bring it on themselves because they're looking in the wrong place. The other situation, God is active in bringing them down.
那第一群人是因为他们选错了地方，他把自己搞得境况很窘迫。第二群人呢，是神把他带到这个窘迫的境况里，让他谦卑，因为他知道光，他就是不要。
Okay, let's pray.
我们做个简短的祷告。
Father, thank you this morning for what we've already learned.
主啊，谢谢您啊，今天上午我们已经学到的这一切。
And we're about to take a break. Thank you for refreshments and fellowship.
主啊，谢谢您，我们在短暂的茶歇里赐给我们供应。
Pray that you will continue to teach us even during this time of the break.
主啊，也求您继续的供应我们在这个短暂的休息中。
As we interact with one another, we thank you in Jesus' name.
当我们彼此交通的时候，我们祷告感谢，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
107
我们在诗篇的107。
If you're, is anybody here just joining us? You need an outline.
Okay.
Andy, Andy need outline.
Yeah. 没关系。对。
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We are just before the break. We were looking at verse.10, 11, and 12, and it's under the second circumstance of life that is hopeless.
那我们停下来之前呢，我们看了十、十一、十二节，这是第二个环境呢，我们觉得无助的这个环境。
So, the people in verse 10, we're putting them into a different category from the people in verse 4.
那第十节我们把它放在和第四节不同的这个类别里。
Okay. The people in verse 4, they're looking for a city, they're looking for something satisfying, but they're looking in the wrong place.
在第四节呢，人们他是在寻求，只是他寻错了地方。
So they're wandering around, but they're getting thirstier and thirstier and hungrier and hungrier.
他们找啊找啊，就越来越饿，又越来越渴。
Not working for them.
找不到。
Okay. But the second group of people in verse 10, we're going to let this actually represent a second group of people. And these people have rebelled against the word of God.
那第十节呢，我们把它作为第二类的人呢，他们是要背逆神的话。
Okay. So, let me take you just for cross reference. Let us go to First Peter.
那我们做一个交叉的阅读，看一下彼得前书。
If I can find this verse.First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章。
Oh, sorry. Second Peter chapter 2. Sorry.
彼得后书二章。
And verse 20.
二十节。
2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20, 21 and 22, if you want to read.
对，二十和二十一节，倘若他们因认识主、救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
Okay.Now, in these three verses is a severe warning to those who hear the truth of God and rebel against it or resist it.
所以这些是一种人，他们听到了神的话呢，但他们背逆他。
At first glance, you might think that these people are Christians, but they are not Christians.
在第一眼呢，你可能会觉得这些人是基督徒，但实际他们不是。
And we understand that by the word know or knowledge.
那我们知道这个词呢，认识或者是知识。
In verse 20 it says, after you've escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
二十节讲到这个认识主救主基督啊，得以脱离世上的污秽。
So, what that means is that they understand that Jesus Christ offers them something, even a better life, even a different life, but they understood that is in their mind, but they turned away from that.
所以他们只是在脑子里呢，他理解有这么一样的事情。主呢可能会带给他们好的生命，不同的生命，但是呢他们选择不要，他远离了他。
See, the same thing, in our text in Psalm 107, these people heard the word, but they rebelled against the word. They chose not to believe it.
那同样的107呢也是，这些人听到了神的话呢，他们选择不要。
Now in Peter, the warning is this,It would be better if you never heard the truth than hear the truth and turn away from it.
所以彼得在这里讲的，他说还不如他们根本还没听过这些道理啊，好过这个。
Okay. So I was having a little discussion with Lucia and Brenda earlier, and I was saying that sometimes we don't know who the real Christians are.
我们刚刚跟两位姐妹在茶歇的时候有个交流啊，我们有的时候呢真的不知道谁是真正得救的基督徒。
You can say you are a Christian, but that doesn't make you a Christian.
你可以说你是基督徒，但这样的说呢不让你真正成为基督徒。
I could say I am the President of the United States. Mr. Trump got impeached and now I am the new President. But that doesn't make me the President.
我也可以站在这说呢，我是美国的总统，那川普先生可以靠边站，但这个我说也不管用啊。
Okay, see. So, what we have here is a classic case of someone who...pretends to know the Lord. They have a knowledge of knowing the Lord, but they turn back. Maybe they were going to Bible studies, maybe they were going to the church, maybe they were carrying a Bible, but they didn't really trust the Lord. They had a knowledge. It was all up here. They had a knowledge, but but they never trusted the Lord in their heart.
所以这样的人其实呢，他是一个什么样的情形？他是，他认为他，他在嘴巴上他讲了，他是一个基督徒，他也许他会来圣经查经班，他也会去教会，他每次都带着圣经，然后他认为他是，但是呢，他这个是脑子里的，他并没有把耶稣接到他的心里的。
The two examples that Peter uses is about a dog and about a pig.
然后，22节呢，我们还是在彼得后书的那个部分啊，他用一个例子来讲了一个狗和一个猪哈。
I don't want to be too gross here. I don't want to freak you out, but a dog will throw up and then eat his vomit.
这个就是。
You probably have seen this.
就是所以就是狗吐的东西它又会吃回去。
You know why he does that? Because he is a dog. That's why he does that.
他为什么这么做呢？他就是狗，他就是因为是狗嘛，他才这么做。
And a pig, you can wash a pig, you can scrub the pig, you know. You can even put a bow in their hair, you know. But you let them go, you know where they're going? To the mud.
猪呢，你可以好好的把它洗干净啊，你甚至在它头上再扎个什么东西啊，就反正你给它洗得干干净净，然后你一放它，你猜它去哪呢？它又回到泥里去了。
You know why? Because he is a pig.
你知道为什么吗？那就是因为它是一只猪嘛。
Yeah.
就是这样。
There was a story told about a man who had a pet pig.
这里有个故事啊，讲一个人他有一只宠物猪。
And he brought the pig into the house like one of his children.
然后他把这只宠物猪呢带到他的一个朋友哦一个孩子的家里去。
Okay. So he said to the pig, he said, that is your bedroom over there. You can sleep there.
他就跟这只猪说呢，这是你给你准备的房间，你睡那。
And every morning at 6 o'clock, we will have breakfast.
他说每天早上六点呢，我们就一起来吃早餐。
So you come down for the breakfast.
你下来就吃早餐。
And then after breakfast, we have chores. You have to clean the house. You have to clean your room. You know, you're part of the family now.
然后吃完早餐之后呢，我们每个人要把自己的房间打扫一下，整理一下。
And he gave this pig a bath, and he washed him up, and he dressed him up, he put clothes on him, and everything.
他这个。把这只猪洗干净了，也给它穿上了衣服，
But every time he turned his attention away from the pig ran outside and got in the mud. Every time.
然后呢，只要他没有留心管到这只猪呢，每一次毫无例外，这只猪都是跑出去在泥里滚。
So finally he decided this is not going to work.
最终呢，他觉得这不行。
This pig is just going to always be a pig.
猪啊就是猪。
So he took his gun and he went outside and he shot the pig dead.
他就拿了他的枪冲出去把那些猪给打死了。
And he took his knife and he opened the pig up and he took a little lamb and he put the lamb inside of the pig and then he sewed the pig back up. Now the pig has a live lamb on the inside. Well, this really gets weird. Yeah.
他说他呢，他火了，他拿刀，他把猪里面剖开，然后呢把只羊放进去，然后把它再合上。那他说现在呢，这是里面是只羊的猪啊。
This is not a true story. This is fiction. So now the pig gets up and he's living a life, but now he's living a life like a lamb, not like a pig anymore.
然后呢，现在呢，这猪又活过来了，他要过一个生活，但是他里面是只羊的生活。
So the other pig said to him, how come you don't get in the mud with us anymore?
然后呢，其他的猪会说，哎，你怎么不跟我们一起再去泥里滚滚？
Well, see, he's got the lamb inside now, and the lamb, they don't like to get in the mud, not like pigs do.
它里面是只羊啊，它不喜欢在泥里滚，它不愿意跟它一起。
So, the other pigs begin to criticize him and make fun of him.
那其他的猪就开始讽刺他，开始指责他，嘲笑他了。
Yeah. And they said, you're not even a real pig anymore, are you?
你真的不是一头真的猪了哈，你真你不再是一头真的猪。
But the story illustrates that unless there is a change in our life, that we're going back to the old habits, to the old life. The pig goes back to the mud. The dog goes back to the vomit. Nothing changed in their lives.
这个故事其实就想告诉我们，除非我们里面真的变了，否则不管你外面洗多少次呢，它都会回到原来的状态下去。这就叫狗和猪的这个故事。
Do you know when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you know who comes to live in your heart?
你知道，当你接受耶稣基督成为
a lamb,
你里面成为你里面
the Lamb of God,
就是里面就有了神的羔羊了。
And you are different. You are not what you were.
你就变了，你不再是你以前的那个样子了。
See, you think different, you talk different, you act different.
然后你不一样，想的不一样，你说的不一样，你的行为也不一样。
Because the life of Jesus is now in your life, and you have a new life now. Well, you may look like the old person, but you have a new life.
因为耶稣基督的生命在你里面，你已经有个新的生命，即使外表看起来你还是跟原来是一样的。
What Peter is talking about is that these people said that they were Christians, but they were not Christians. Therefore, their life never changed. They went back like a dog. They went back like a pig.
所以彼得在这里，彼得后书讲的这些人呢，他们认为他们因着他的知识说自己是基督徒，但其实他不是，他没有在心里把耶稣接进来。所以当他们出现这个情形的时候，他们总是每一次又回到他原来的生活当中去。
对。Before I leave, the warning that Peter says that it'd be better if you never heard the truth than turn your ears away.
所以彼得在21节做的警告就是，这样的人呢，还不如他不晓得，还没听过神的道还好一点。
So back in Psalm 107 now.
我们回到诗篇107。
The second circumstance of life, these people would not accept the word of God. They rebelled against it, and they scorned it, or they belittled it.
这些人呢，十节到十二节的，就是他们知道神的话，就是不顺服。
Let's think, who these people could be that do this. And I'm going to suggest some of these people might be Sunday school children.
那我们想一想，这些人可能会是谁呢？他们甚至可能是主日学的孩子。
They might come to the church, they might go to Sunday school, and they might hear all about the Lord Jesus.
他们可能会来到教会，也去听神的道，主日学，他知道关乎神一切的事。
But they will not accept the Lord Jesus.
他就是不想接受耶稣基督。
Some of these people could be people who had a really bad experience at a church.
有些呢可能是在教会有一个特别糟糕的经历。
Maybe they go to the church and somebody gossips about them behind their back, saying bad things about them.
也许他去教会呢，有些人在背后呢嚼了舌头，说了他的坏话。
And so,They say, I want nothing to do with God, I want nothing to do with the Bible.
他会很生气，说我再也不想去教会，再也不想跟这个圣经和神有什么关系。
I met a man like that one time.
那我碰到过一个人有类似的情况。
I tried to talk to him about the Lord Jesus.
那我很努力想跟他讲关于耶稣啊。
And he told me the story.
他给我讲了这个故事。
He said, when I was a little boy, I went to the church.
他说我是孩子的时候呢，我去教会。
And they passed the offering around for people to put their money in the offering.
他们把这个奉献的袋子哈，一个一个传着。
And the priest in that church said to him, Do you have any money to put in the offering?
那个教会的那个神父啊，就跟他说呢，你有没有钱放进那个袋子呢？
And he said, "No, Father, I have no money to put in the offering."
他说不啊，我手上没有钱去给。
He said, "Then you get up and leave, and you let somebody sit there that has some money to put in the offering."
然后他说一句很不该说的话，说你。那你就离起来就可以走了，你把位置让给那有钱来奉献的人。
This man was in his 60s when I talked to him. That happened to him when he was a little boy.
我跟这个人讲的时候呢，他已经60多岁了。这件事情发生在他小孩子的十几岁的时候。
And all of his life, I want nothing to do with church or God. Turned him off.
所以在他的整个生命里呢，他说我不再想跟这个教会啊，
so,
神呢有什么关联。
Can you think of any other kind of people that sit in darkness because they rebelled against the word of God?
你还能想象有其他的这类的人？
Any other circumstance like that?
他们住在黑暗中，他这种类似的人，他不愿意接受神的话。
Okay, well, that is the second circumstance.
It
seems really hopeless because verse 12 said there was none to help.
这个是十二节呢，你会看见他们已经得不着帮助了。
Okay, let's go to number 3.
那第三点。
And we're going to begin reading in verse 17.
我们从十七节读起。
17 and 18.
17和十八节。让我们读一下是。
愚妄人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽便受苦楚，他们心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。
Amen.
Okay, now verse 17 says these people are fools.
这十七节说呢，这些人他是愚妄人。
And that these people are afflicted. They are beingtormented in their life.
他们在他们的生命中啊，就是受苦楚。
Yeah. And the reason is because of sin in their life.
这就是因为他们生命中的罪来的。
Okay. Now, remember the first people, these people were wandering in the wilderness.
你记得第一群人，这些人在旷野来游荡。
And the secondcategory, the second circumstance, these people rebelled against the word of God.
第二群呢，他们自己悖逆这个神。
Now, these people now are living in sin, and they know it, and it's killing them.
然后这一群第三群人呢，他们就住在罪中，他们也知道。
It says in verse 18,
而且在这个岁
they abhor any manner of meat. In other words, they won't do anything to help themselves, and they're near to the gates of death.
那十七十八节就讲到，他们不愿意，其实不愿意做任何的事情，让自己出来，他们就已经快临近死门了。
Let me tell you what kind of people these are.
那我来告诉你，这是什么样的一群人呢？
These are people who have drug addictions, maybe alcohol addictions.
就像那些酗酒的，可能有这个吸毒的。
Maybe immoral people, but they all know that they're living a life of sin.
或者说有陷在淫乱里的，那他们都知道他在罪中。
Okay.But they won't do anything about it.
他们也不愿意做任何的事情来处理这个问题。
The reason I know about these people is because I was one.
我知道这些人的原因是因为我以前是这样的人。
I knew that my lifestyle
was
terrible lifestyle.
我的生活的方式是极其糟糕的生活方式。
I was raised in a good home with good morals.
我是被在一个很好的家庭，也有道德律的家庭被抚养长大。
I knew right from wrong.
我也能分善恶。
And I was, my conscience, convicted me every day of my life.
我的良心呢，每一天都指责我了，就让我知道我的生命是不对的。
And my life, physically and emotionally and spiritually, went down, down, down.
我的生命是肉体的，灵魂的，属灵的，也都是每天一点一点的越来越糟糕，越来越往下。
That's the reason it said they are called fools because they have all this evil in their life, but they won't do anything about it.
这就是为了为什么他们被称为欲望人，因为他们也都知道这个不对，但是他们也不就做不了。
They don't want to do anything that would help them.
他们不想做任何能够帮助他们的事。
People, in this circumstance, they go deeper and deeper and deeper into sin, and they get sicker and sicker and sicker.
那这些人呢，他们会在罪里面陷得越来越深，然后他罪这个身体的境况会越来越糟糕。
Their lives are a total disaster, total wreck.
然后他的生活会完全变成一个灾难。
I mean, even their friends sometimes look at them and say, "Why don't you smarten up? You're killing yourself."
甚至他的朋友有的时候会说，哎呀，你不就变聪明一点吗？你这样不是在自己把自己也杀了吗？给作死了。
Addictions do that. Once you get addicted, you know that it's wrong, but you somehow can't quit.
这就像什么东西上瘾一样，你知道是不对，但是这就是在杀了你。
When I first left home, I was not an alcoholic and I was not addicted to drugs, but I became that, addicted to alcohol and drugs.
对，我那时候慢慢的也是变成酗酒的吸毒的，对。
I did what all my friends were doing.
我做我一切我的朋友也在做的事情。
You need to choose your friends wisely.
你需要真的很好的选择你的朋友，聪明的选择你。
Yeah. If everybody is doing it, you usually do it too.
你身边的如果每一个人都这么做的话，你常常会跟他们做一样的事。
When my children became teenagers, I gave them a little bit of advice.
当我的孩子成为少年人的时候呢，我会给他们一些建议。
Said, "You choose your friends very carefully."
我会告诉他们呢，你要选择你的朋友啊，非常小心的选择。
And you don't wait until you get in the back seat of a car somewhere to make a decision whether you're going to have sex or not.
你千万不要等到你在一个什么车后座上面临一个淫乱的诱惑的时候，你去选择我要或者不要。
You make that decision before you ever get in that situation.
你要在做选择在远在这个之前把你陷到那个试探里的之前，你就要做一个选择。
So if you choose good friends, you never get in that situation, so you don't have to make that decision.
如果你选择的是一个好的朋友，你就根本不会进到那样的境况里，你也不需要面对那个试探。
So, and I would encourage all of us, we make decisions when we can objectively think about the consequences.
我盼望我们每个人都是能够客观的来我们做选择的时候，做决定的时候，都是还能够客观的想到这个事情的理性的结果是什么的时候，我们就要做一个选择。
We don't wait until we get in that situation to try to make the decision. We make the decision never to get in that situation.
所以我们不要去已经在一个境况里再让自己来做选择，而是呢，我们在还没有进到这个境况里。也不让自己能够进到这个境况里的时候，就已经做了一个选择，我们不要进去。
There is a story told about the driver of the stagecoach, or the driver for the Queen of England, who would drive the coach for her. They were looking for a driver, a good driver who would drive the Queen.
These
are before cars, horses and...
他们在找一个人呢，给那个女王呢去，在那时候还没有车了，没有那个车，就是马车了，去开这个马车，去驾这个马车。
Okay, so they would interview people to see who would be the best driver to drive the queen.
然后他们就找各种人呢来面试，看看谁是最好的这个驾车手。
And so they would take these people up on a mountain road, a very narrow road. And they would test their skill. How can you navigate this very narrow, rocky ledge? How good can you drive this coach?
然后他会测验他是怎么样在那个比较窄的这个山路上
And how close can you get to the edge, but not go over, that you might harm your queen?
然后你能够离那个边啊，路边悬崖边有多远啊？能够就是你依然能够保证你的安全，不会伤到女王。
Okay, so one after one, they tested these drivers, and they all tried to do better than the last driver, of course.
那一个又一个呢，他们都努力的想比别的那个驾车手要做得更好。
And so the last driver came to be tested, and they said to him, how can you, do you know how to navigate this road safely for the queen?
最后来了一个人，别人问，那个考官问他说，你知不知道在这样的山路上你怎么样 驾驶来保证女皇的安全吗?
He says, this road is too dangerous for the queen. I would never take the queen on this road.
然后他说呢，哎，这条路啊，对女王太危险了，我不会把女王带到这条路上去。
Some roads are too dangerous. You don't go on that road.
有一些路太危险了，不要去到那条路上去。We
don't go on that road. It's too dangerous. No matter how good of a driver you are, you should not be on that road.
不管你是多么好的一个驾车手，你都永远不要去尝试那条路。这就是神的教导。Okay.
Now, these people, they have given up on trying to do anything that's good. It says they abhor all manner of meat. In other words, anything that would help them, they refused it.
那这些人呢，其实他们已经深陷在这个罪和瘾里面，就是任何能够帮助他们的，他们都拒绝了。And
so where do they end up? Verse 18 says they end up at the gates of death.
18节呢，就讲后半段讲到他们已经快到了，接近了死门了。Okay,
so we've got people wandering in the wilderness. Then we got people sitting in darkness. They rebelled against the word of God. And now we got people who are sick because of sin in their life.
我们有在旷野漂流的，有在黑暗中、死荫中坐着的。 也有在这个自己的罪里深陷这个罪中瘾里面的。
Those that wandered in the wilderness, they faint in the wilderness.
在旷野漂流的呢，他们是心里发昏呢。
The ones that rebelled against the word of God, they fell down and none to help.
那第二种人呢，他们扑倒了，也没有人扶住。
And those who are afflicted because of sin and transgression in their life, they are near the gates of death.
那在最终他已经深陷那个瘾头里的呢，那他们是快临近死门了。
But we got one more hopeless circumstance.
还有一个无助的情况。
And we'll begin reading, in verse 23.
那我们从第二十三节读起哈。
23 to 27.
二十三到二十七节，我们谁帮我们读一下？
在海上坐船，在大水中经理事务的，他们看见耶和华的作为，并他在深水中的奇事。因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的心因患难变消乏，他们摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人，他们的智慧无法考试。
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so this fourth circumstance that seems hopeless has to do with men and their business ventures.
那第四种呢是讲到的人在他的生意里啊，在他的商业行为上。
These are men who recognize that God is the God of the wind and the water.
这些人呢也知道呢神是那个风浪的掌权的神。
However, they recognize that, they continue on their own journey, and they are about to be shipwrecked.
那即使他们知道呢，他也在他们自己的旅程当中，一直到这个他们船就快沉了。
Yeah. Verse 23 says they do business. They have jobs. There's enterprise. They're trying to make a living or do business in the sea.
23节讲他们就是在水中做谋生的事啊，就是做生意啊，经理事务。
But in the storms of life, they faint, I don't know what the word is in verse 26, their soul melted because of trouble.
26节呢讲到当这个波浪起来的时候，他们的心就因这个患难啊消化了。
And it seems to be that in the business of life, they go up and down like the wave. We make millions of dollars and we make no dollars. We go up and down, and the whole thing is very stormy.
那整个事情呢，它就像在风浪船在风浪里一样，一会儿上一会儿下，可能一会儿有赚很多很多钱，一会儿又一点没有钱，他是这么样一个概念。
They end up in verse 27, they're like a drunken man, they stagger back and forth and up and down.
他们就像一个喝了醉酒的人啊，就晃来晃去啊，东倒西歪。
And in all of their business endeavors, they get to the point to where they don't understand anything. Says the old King James, says they're at their wit's end. Wit means wisdom. They have no wisdom. They're at their wit's end.
所以所有这些呢，他都会到一个什么情形呢？就是二十七节的后半段，他们的智慧啊无法可施。他们意识到他其实做不了任何什么事情。
They know God works in life, but they are not trusting the Lord to work in their life.
他知道神是掌权的神，但是呢，他没有接受神成为他自己的。
They just want to be successful business people.
他们只想成为成功的商人。
And they're at their wit's end. Do you know what happens to people who come to the end of wisdom? They have no more hope.
你知道对于这样的人啊，他们的智慧使到尽头的时候，完全没有这个希望的时候，会是怎么样
？You know what they do? A lot of them. You know what they do? They kill themselves.
当你知道很多人会怎么样吗？他们就自杀了。
They kill themselves.
当他一智慧用到尽头的时候，就自杀。
One year, the day after Christmas, I got a phone call from a friend of mine.
那有一年，圣诞节之后呢，我有一个朋友给我打电话。
And his nephew who was 18 years old, was visiting with them, at Christmas.
那他们一个十八岁的侄子呢，在圣诞节期间呢，来拜访他们，跟他们在一起住。
And the nephew hung himself in their bedroom, in their spare bedroom, when he was visiting with them.
哦，他的这个侄子呢，甚至就在他们家那个客房里哈，就自杀了。
My friend, the man, called me, and I could hear his wife in the background screaming.
然后我这朋友呢，他给我打电话的时候呢，我都能听见这朋友的妻子就在那个背景音里就在尖叫啊。
He said, "My nephew has hung himself in our bedroom."
说我的侄子啊，就在。我这个卧室里就上吊了。
I said, "Is he dead?"
我说他死了吗
？He said, "Yes, he is."
他说是的，他死了。
I said, "Did you call the police?"
我说你叫了警察吗
？He said, "No, I have not called the police." I said, "You call the police, and I will be right there."
他说还没有叫。我说你去打电话给警察。我说我马上就过来。
They lived about 15 miles out into the country on a farm.
他们住在。离城大概15英里远以外的一个农场里。
I got there before the police got there.
我赶到那的比警察要早一点。
And I walked in to this bedroom and I saw this young man.
我进到这个房间里呢，我见到这个年轻人。
He had taken a strap off of his suitcase.Just a little leather thong strap.
他只是从他的箱子里啊，一个拿了一个小小。
He put that around his neck, and he tied it to the door handle of the closet door.
他这个绳子不长，所以他只是把这个绳呢绑在了那个橱柜的那个把手上。
And when he sat down.He couldn't sit on the floor, and so he hung himself right there.
所以呢，当他坐下的时候呢，他就没有坐在地上，其实坐在半空中，就自己给吊死。
So I checked him. He was stone cold. He was dead.
那我先看了一下他，那我确认了他真的的确已经死了。
And then I looked around the room to see if I could find a suicide note.
然后我就找房间里是不是有遗书哈。
Yeah. I didn't find a note, but what I did find was a sketch tablet where you can draw pictures, like an artist would have a little sketch pad.
那我没有找到一个遗书，但我能找到一个素描本呢，是一个小纸片。
And in that little book was some pictures that he had drawn.
在这个上面呢，他画了一些画。
And every picture was almost the same picture.
那每一个画呢，几乎都是一样的。
It was a picture of a man or a woman, and they had chains.And shackles and ball and chain, they were all shackled in these pictures.
那几乎每个图像都是这么一个情形，就是不管男人还是女人，他们手和脚和身子都被捆住了。
There were four or five of these drawings.
有四个五个这样的图，他画了四个五个。
And they all had that same theme that they were shackled.
那都是同样的主题，就是他们被捆住了，被绑。
This young man was deaf. He could not hear from birth. He never had hearing.
这个年轻人呢，他从生下来呢就是耳聋的，他听不清楚。
And there is a special school that he was attending in Guelph, Ontario, for the deaf people.
那他有一个特别的学校啊，他在安大略呢要去。参加一个就专门为这个聋儿童办的学校。
You would never know that he was deaf just to look at him, He was a very handsome young man, 18 years old.
对你，你外表看根本看不出他是听不见的，他非常英俊的一个小男孩。
I looked at that sketchpad and I looked at him in a sitting position with his head like this, a sitting, his hands were actually touching the floor.
所以it's in the picture, he drew it.
He is sitting with the suitcase strap like this. And because his bottom didn't touch the floor, but his hands did.
对他坐下来，他自杀的时候呢，其实他的手是能触到地的，虽然他的身体没有触到地。
My point is, at any time he could have pushed himself up. He could have.
就我的意思呢，就是他任何时候，他只要他愿意的，他的手能撑一下的。
You see, he wanted to die.
其实他就是自己愿意要死了。
And I looked at these pictures and I looked at him and I thought to myself, he felt that he was shackled and chained because of his disability.
那我的感觉呢，就是他认为自己是被捆住，因为他自己的这个先天的这个问题啊，先天的耳聋，他就是那个被捆住的。
One thing I know for sure.
那一件事我很确切的知道。
He was at his wit's end. He had no hope.
他已经失尽了他的智慧，他不知道还有什么指望了。
On another occasion, there was a young man, I'm going to say 15 years old. He wasn't allowed to drive yet, but he lived in the community that we lived in. 15 years old.
那另外一个例子呢，也是就是
not old enough to drive.
一个十五岁的孩子，他十五岁嘛，还不能允许被驾车，他还住在我们那个社区。
Yeah. So he took his father's truck without asking his father.
他拿了他父亲的卡车哈、啊，就甚至没有征求他父亲的意思。
Yeah. And he picked up a friend of his and said, "Let's go for a ride."
他就把他的朋友接上，说我们一起去驾车玩一玩。
He wrecked the truck and he hit, I believe, a utility pole or something. Nobody was hurt, but he wrecked the truck.
但是呢，他还好没有人受伤，他的确撞车了，好像撞了一个电线杆之类的。但车坏了。
His friend that he picked up jumped out of the truck and ran home. As he jumped out of the truck, he said, "You're in trouble now." And his friend ran home.
然后他的朋友呢，赶紧就跳出了卡车，跑回家了，就跟他说啊，说你现在有麻烦了。
So the young man who had taken his father's truck, he ran home too to his own house.
然后这个人偷了他父亲卡车的这个孩子呢，也跑回自己家了。
And he ran down into the basement of his house.
他跑到他家的那个地下室去了。
And he took his father's gun.
然后他拿了他父亲的枪。
And he shot himself. Killed himself.
他自杀了。
And I know why.
我也知道为什么。
No hope.
因为他也没有希望。
He thought, "My father will never understand this. My father will never forgive me for this."
他就认为他父亲永远不会原谅他，不会明白这个事。
And he was at his wit's ends. And most people, it can be business adventures, it can be relationships. When you're at your wit's end, you're done.
就你人的智慧到一个尽头的时候，你想到的就是要自杀。就是不管是你的生意，不管是你跟亲人的关系，不管是什么样的事情，你觉得你无计可施了，就是去。
Okay, so.Let's review our circumstances because I want you to know that this is not all of the hopeless circumstances, but these circumstances do represent categories of.
我想告诉大家，这个并不是这四个情形呢，并不是能穷尽我们所有的在无助的环境，但是它。的确列出了很重要的这些类别啊，就是我们常常会进到的
So, first category is people are seeking, they're looking for something. They want to be happy, they want to be safe, but they don't know how to get there. They don't know where to find it. They're wandering around.
第一群人呢, 就是他真的想要找, 但是他就一直找不到, 然后他在旷野就一直晃啊, 他就是总也找不到。
Okay. The second circumstance is, these people have heard the word of God and they say, no, I do not want it.
那第二群人呢, 就是他们听见了神的话, 他说我不要, 我就是不要。
The third circumstance, people who know that their lifestyle is killing them, there's sin in my life, but they're fools because they won't do anything about it.
那第三群人呢, 就是他们也知道他的生命的方式呢, 会杀了他, 会 毁了他，但他就是欲望人，他不愿意做任何事情有改变。
And the fourth circumstance are for people in different situations of life, but it all comes to a stop when they say, I can't go any further, I've lost all wisdom, I don't know what to do.
第四种呢，就是他在他一切的 环境里呢，他在他的环境里，他使尽了一切的想法办法。
Next week.
下一周,
I know we're a little early, but I can't get into it because we won't finish it.
So
next week, we're going to look at what did those in the wilderness do? What did those that rebelled against the Lord did? What did the ones who were sick because of sin, what did they do? And what did the people do who were at their wits' end? Okay? And we want to look at this because this is extremely important that we know where to go when everything around us is falling apart. Where do we go?
非常非常重要的。下一周呢，我们会开始讲就这四群人，他们后面会怎么办。
Where to turn when you have no hope?
当你没有盼望的时候，你要往哪里走？你要往哪里走？
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Father, we have been exposed to many circumstances of life today.
主啊, 我们今天的日子真的会, 面对很多很多不同的环境。
And surely we can relate to some of these circumstances.
那我今天也真的能够看见，从这里看见一些, 我们能够想象的环境。
Help us to remember that there are no hopeless circumstances with Jesus.
求您时时提醒我们，在耶稣那里没有无助的环境。
No matter who we are or what we have done, there is always hope with Jesus.
不管我们是谁，也不管我们做了什么，在耶稣那总有盼望。
So Lord, bless these people today and encourage them and help them to remember to ask help of the Lord.
主啊，求您祝福他们，让他们在困难的境况里，让他们能够呼求耶稣，得着帮助。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.